Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's gone.
You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head.
Lucky, a Star Trek fanfic by Cherry Bina. Rating explicit. Read by Black Glass,
Girl with a Bubblegum,
Delazza Kazone,
and Rhea314.
Summary. Kirk finds out who everyone thinks is the hottest member of the Enterprise crew. Jim leans against the bar and sips his drink, scanning the room. The crowd is mostly cadets from Starfleet Academy, and he's horrified to discover that it makes him feel ridiculously old. He had agreed to give a speech at the Academy graduation ceremony, but it's not until he's back in San Francisco for the first time since he was assigned to the Enterprise that he realizes what a difference a few years in space can make. There's a table halfway across the room, made up of some of the junior officers of the Enterprise, as well as a handful of faces he recognizes from personnel files. They're fresh-faced Academy cadets, set to graduate in tomorrow's ceremony, and some newly assigned members of his very own crew, whom he has yet to actually meet in person. Jim swigs the last of his drink and sets the glass on the bar before heading toward the table. He intends to say hello to the newest members of his crew, maybe put a little fear of God into them. It's good for the soul, he thinks. But as he nears the table, he hears something that makes him stop in his tracks.
I actually have a hard time concentrating when he's around. I mean, he is seriously hot,
a young woman at the table says. Jim recognizes her as Ensign Taft, a junior science officer. Jim chuckles under his breath and slips behind a column near their table, out of sight. It's not the first time he's overheard such a thing about himself, although he grudgingly allows for the possibility that they might be talking about McCoy. Another voice, male this time, chimes in. Yeah, it's the best and worst part about working with him. What makes it really bad is that you never know what he's thinking. He's just a mystery. A really hot Vulcan mystery. Everyone at the table laughs at that. Jim's eyes widen in surprise as he realizes they're talking about Spock. He stays there for a few more minutes, listening as the junior officers explain to the newest members of his crew all the ways in which his first officer is the hottest person on the Enterprise. When the conversation shifts to something else, Jim slips away, heading out of an exit at the opposite end of the bar, without ever making his presence known.
To the stars. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to...
That night, Jim is already in bed, reviewing some files, when Spock enters the room.
Guess what I overheard tonight?
Jim says, setting aside his pad.
It seems unlikely that I will guess unless you give me some sort of clue as to what you are talking about.
Fine. Guess which member of the Enterprise crew all the junior officers are hot for.
Past experience would indicate that Dr. McCoy would be the most likely candidate. However, there is also a high probability that it could be you.
Spock says, crossing the room and standing beside the bed.
No, it's... wait. You think McCoy is more likely than me?
Jim asks indignantly. Spock ignores Jim's outrage and peels off his shirt.
Am I incorrect?
You are,
Jim says, reaching up and tugging at Spock's wrist. Spock sighs in protest, but lets Jim pull him down onto the bed anyway. Jim is already naked, and he rolls on top of Spock, who is still wearing his black uniform pants.
They were talking about you,
Jim says, as he runs his hands along Spock's bare chest. Spock raises one eyebrow.
That is... unexpected.
But you wouldn't have been surprised if it had been me,
Jim asks.
I have found that you are what most consider conventionally attractive.
Jim laughs and leans in, and murmurs against Spock's neck.
Ooh, you know how I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Spock sighs, but moves his head to give Jim better access. Jim presses a series of wet, open-mouthed kisses, starting under Spock's jaw, and moves along his neck, sucking lightly at the hot skin there, gentle enough not to leave marks. Jim can feel Spock getting hard beneath him, so he sits up again and spreads his knees wide.
"They all think you're so hot,"
he says as he thrusts down, the material of Spock's pants tickling the sensitive skin of his inner thighs.
"And I think they're right."
"Given our history together, it is not surprising to me that you would say such a thing."
"Now, we know I'm not the only one who feels that way."
Jim lifts up on his knees and hooks his hand in Spock's waistband.
"But I am the only one who gets to see you naked,"
he says, as he tugs the pants down Spock's legs, and then it's just skin against skin. Jim leans in so his face is just inches from Spock's.
"And I really like it when you're naked."
Spock doesn't reply. Instead, he twists one hand in Jim's hair and pulls him down, fitting their mouths together. They kiss for a long moment, the languid pace matching the slow thrust of Jim's hips against Spock's. Spock's tongue is slick and hot in Jim's mouth, and Jim moans into it, opening his jaw wider to get as much as he can. Spock slides his free hand down Jim's back to the swell of his ass, and then lower still. Spock's breath hitches almost imperceptibly in his chest when his fingers brush over Jim's hole.
"You're already prepared."
Jim pulls back a little and grins down at Spock.
"Yeah?"
he says breathlessly.
"I was thinking about you. How good you look when we fuck. How much I love the way you feel inside me."
"Tell me,"
Spock says, his breath slightly uneven, and it's the closest he ever gets to begging.
"So I slicked my fingers up and pushed them inside me. Fucked myself on my hand, pretending it was you, that you were fucking me."
Jim licks his lips and takes a breath.
"I was so hard. I wanted to make myself come, but I didn't. I wanted to wait for you. So I got myself all wet and open and ready for you."
Spock's hand tightened their grip on Jim's hips.
"That is a very pleasing mental image."
"Yeah?"
It's all Jim manages, as he lifts up onto his knees and leans forward, bracing himself on Spock's chest. Spock grips the base of his cock, holding it steady, while Jim sinks down slowly. They've done this so many times that Jim knows just how to relax and take it all in one smooth, slick motion until their bodies are flush. Spock's balls hot and tight against his ass. Jim loves this, the feel of Spock deep inside him, filling him up, stretching him open. He shifts forward, just a small movement, but it's enough to make Spock squeeze his hips hard enough to bruise.
"God, you look amazing,"
Jim says, tracing his fingers down Spock's cheek and over his lower lip, delighting in the way Spock's eyelids flutter in response.
"I think it would be most enjoyable for both of us if you moved,"
Spock says, his voice pitched low in a way that goes straight to Jim's cock. Jim's thighs are trembling a little with the effort of holding back, but he remains still until Spock adds,
"Please."
They both know Spock can flip them over any time he wants, and fuck Jim into the mattress so hard he'll feel it for days. But they stay motionless, Spock's hands holding onto Jim's waist, until Jim can't wait a second longer. He rocks forward, lifts up a little, and then back down, groaning at the way Spock rolls his hips to meet him, his cock sliding slick and tight inside. Jim has been hard for what feels like forever, and he knows this isn't going to last long, so he speeds up, bracing himself on Spock's chest as he rocks down. Jim loves seeing Spock like this, his perfect Vulcan composure cracking at the edges. He's probably the only one who would even notice, since Spock falling apart under him is not that different than the Spock on the bridge. It's only lots of experience that makes it so obvious to Jim. He can see it in the way Spock's mouth falls open, hear it in the soft gasps that he's making, feel it in the ever-tightening grip on his waist, and he loves that this is all his. No one else gets to see this. No one else gets to hear the noises Spock is making now that he's so close to coming, or feel the hot slide of his cock, thick and deep inside. Jim rides Spock hard, lost in the moment, his own moans almost loud enough to drown out the sound of skin slapping against skin as he slams onto Spock's thighs on every downstroke. Spock moves one hand from Jim's hip to his cock and strokes in time with the way Jim is thrusting himself down.
"Yeah, yeah, fuck, yes,"
Jim hisses. When Spock slides his thumb over the head and twists his fist, it's over, and Jim comes all over Spock's stomach. Jim sags over Spock's chest, limp and boneless. So Spock flips him over onto his back and pushes his legs apart, holding them wide. Spock bucks into him with short, quick thrusts. Jim is oversensitive and totally spent, and all he can do is lie back and take it until Spock lets out a low, guttural sound as he comes, hot and wet, inside of Jim. They both wince as Spock pulls out before he settles down beside Jim.
You know,
Jim finally says after a long silence,
if I can't be the hottest member of the crew, then I'm glad it's you and not McCoy.
What does that make you?
Spock asks, leaning on one elbow and looking down at Jim. Jim grins as he wraps his hand around the back of Spock's neck, pulling him in.
Lucky,
he whispers against Spock's mouth before kissing him. After the ceremony the next day, Jim mingles with the graduates offering congratulations. It's easy to get caught up in their youthful energy and optimism, and he reminds himself that he's really not that old after all. He's about to say hello to some of his old instructors when he catches sight of Spock across the room. There are two graduates in front of him, both of whom Jim recognizes as assignees to the Enterprise from the bar the previous night. Spock is speaking to them, probably about their new assignment, but they are just standing there and nodding while blushing furiously. Spock looks up and catches Jim's eye across the room. Jim smirks knowingly, and Spock just raises one eyebrow and cocks his head to the side. It's a subtle gesture, but Jim knows he's the only one in the whole room lucky enough to know exactly what it means.
Yeah.